Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
You got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and tonight we're going to honor one of the greatest singer-songwriters in the history of country music, Tom T. Hall, who passed away last Friday. Tom T. Hall was born in Olive Hill, Kentucky on May the 25th, 1936. As a teenager, he organized a band called the Kentucky Travelers that performed before movies for a traveling theater. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1957, serving in Germany. And while in the service, he performed over the Armed Forces radio network and wrote some comedy songs about these Army experiences. Following his discharge in 1961, Tom T. used his GI Bill program to enroll in Roanoke College, where he worked as a disc jockey. His early career included being an announcer at WRON, a local radio station in West Virginia. He was also an announcer in Moorhead and Grayson, both in Kentucky. Tom T. also was an announcer at WSPZ, which later became WVRC Radio in Spencer, West Virginia, back in the 1960s. His songwriting break came in 1963, when country music singer Jimmy C. Newman recorded his song, A DJ for a Day. In 1964, he moved to Nashville and started to work as a $50-a-week songwriter for New Keys Music, the publishing company belonging to Jimmy C. Newman and his business partner Jimmy Key, writing up to a half a dozen songs each and every day. It was Key who suggested that Tom Hall change his name to Tom T. Hall. Hall was nicknamed the Storyteller, and he composed songs for dozens of country music artists, including Johnny Cash, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, Waylon Jennings, Alan Jackson, Bobby Bear, and so many others throughout the years. He also succeeded Ralph Emery as host of the syndicated country music TV show called Pop Goes the Country in 1980 and continued until the series ended in 1982. He largely retired from writing new material back in 1986, but then he found another love, and that was bluegrass music. He and his wife Dixie started writing and performing bluegrass music in the latter years of their life. His last public performance, which was also his first in several years, was back in 2011. And tonight, we honor the great Tom T. Hall.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, well, I get spooked. So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass. Well, here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his great uncle, someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, I'll mosey down and look it over, that won't do no harm. Well, that must be the widow in the car, and would you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress, you know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they say that his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military taps? I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. Well, here I am and there they go, and I guess you just call it my bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but trouble is the fella owes me 40 bucks. I guess I should have written that to let you know that I was coming home. I've been gone so many years, I didn't realize you had a phone. I saw your cattle coming in, boy, they're looking mighty fat and slick. I saw Fred at the service station, told me that his wife was awful sick. You heard my record on the radio, oh well, it's just another song. But I've got a hit recorded, and it'll be out on the market for too long. I got this ring in Mexico, no, didn't cost me quite a bunch. When you're in the business that I'm in, the people call it putting up front. I know I've lost a little weight, and I guess I am looking kind of pale. If you didn't know me better, Dad, you'd think that I'd just gotten out of jail. No, we don't ever call them beer joints. Nightclubs are the places where I work. You meet a lot of people there, but no, there ain't no chance of getting hurt. I'm sorry that I couldn't be here with you all when Mama passed away. I was on the road, and when they came and told me, it was just too late. I drove by the grave to see her, boy, that really is a pretty stone. I'm glad that Fred and Jan are here, it's better than you being here alone. Well, I knew you was gonna ask me who the lady is that's sleeping in the car. That's just a girl who works for me, and man, she plays a pretty mean guitar. We worked in San Antonio last night, she didn't even have the time to dress. She drove me down from Nashville, and to tell the truth, I guess she needs the rest. Well, Dad, I gotta go, we gotta dance to work in Cartersville tonight. Let me take your number down, I'll call you, and I promise you I'll write. Now you be good, don't be chasing all those pretty women that you know. And by the way, if you see Barbara Walker, tell her that I said hello.
Remembering the singer and songwriting genius of Tom T. Hall, whom we lost last week. What a great legendary figure of our country music business. Tom T. Was certainly made his mark in the industry. Here's one of his great classic songs called A Week in a County Jail.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we all send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady, and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Tom T. Hall, for you remembering Tom T. Hall and his legendary career. Tom T. actually had an interesting career. He wrote 12 number one hit songs, and more than 26 of his other songs actually wound up getting the top 10 in the country music industry. He also had the number one international pop crossover hit, Harper Valley PTA, of course, that not only started his career in a big way, but also that of country music legend Jeannie C. Riley. After he wrote Harper Valley PTA, it not only was a hit song in the country music industry, but of course also in the pop charts. It actually became a movie, a television show as well, and made him a household name when it came to songwriters in the country music business. We're going to go back and revisit Jeannie C. Riley's version of the Tom T. Hall written Harper Valley PTA.
Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. tease away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down?
One of the earliest successful songs written by Tom T. Hall was, of course, Harper Valley PTA back in 1968. It hit number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 charts and also the Hot Country Singles charts as well. Sold over 6 million copies, won both a Grammy Award, also a CMA Award for both Tom T. and Jeannie C. The song also, as I mentioned, inspiring a motion picture and also a television program. And he even recorded it himself, and it was on one of his albums after it became such a success for Jeannie C. Reilly. That was not the first major hit that Tom T. Hall wrote, but it certainly was the first one that crossed both over to the pop charts and the country charts as well. Just a few years earlier, he wrote a song about the Vietnam War. The song he penned was one called Hello Vietnam, a song that openly supported the war at that particular time, especially when war protest songs were kind of dominating the pop music charts. He wrote this to support the Vietnam War. The song proved to be a hit for Johnny Wright. It actually would become Johnny Wright's only number one hit as a singer by himself as a solo artist, but also would become the first number one record written by Tom T. Hall.
That will break us up again.
Goodbye, my darling. Hello, Vietnam. Here to take a battle to be won. Kiss me goodbye and write me while I'm stop. We must stop communism in that land, or freedom will start slipping through our hands. I hope and pray someday the world will learn that fires we don't put out will bigger burn. We must save freedom now at any cost, or someday our own freedom will be lost.
Kiss me goodbye and fight me while I'm gone. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Hello, Vietnam.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. Pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. See him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Tom T. Hall for you. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. That was actually Tom T.'s second number one hit that he had on the country music charts. It was released in July of 1971. Ironically, it was one of those songs that there was a true story. He wrote a lot of his songs because of life experiences throughout his life, and that song was based on his childhood neighbor and his boyhood hero, a man by the name of Lonnie Easterly. He wrote the song, I Remember the Year That Clayton Delaney Died.
The first strange town I was ever in, the county was hanging a man. Nobody cared if he lived or died, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in second strange town I was in, they were laughing at a poor crippled man, begging for nickels and dimes on the street, and I just didn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the
was settled, peaceful and nice. The rich got richer and the poor got poorer, and to me it didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. Someday times are bound to change, it can't be very far, and each injustice I have seen will come before the bar. Then I'll wash my face in the morning dew, bathe my soul in the sun, wash my face in the morning dew, and my journey will be done.
In 1973, Tom T. Hall released a successful album called For the People and the Last Hard Town. And a single off of that particular album was a song called I Love, which actually would become Tom T. Hall's most successful single throughout his years in country music. It was his fourth number one song in the United States and would even be featured in a movie at a later time, a movie called For No Good Reason. Here's Tom T. Hall and I Love.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, bourbon in a glass, and grass. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
Tom T. Hall for you as we remember Tom T. Hall today. And that's how I got to Memphis, a song that he had a great version of. But also, of course, Bobby Bear had a huge hit on that particular song. One of the more kind of novelty songs that Tom T. recorded was a song back in August of 1975. It was the first single that they released off of an album called I Wrote a Song About It. It went up to number 4. It would be a song that he had to put in all of his concerts after he recorded it because so many people enjoyed it. 1975, here's Tom T. Hall, and I Like Beer.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
We're going to take a trip back to 1991 in a very early interview with Tom T. Hall. Tom T. was always one of my favorite singers and songwriters throughout the years, and
And I had an opportunity to ask Tom T. a few questions, and he had a few answers for us. I don't think anyone tells the Tom T. Hall story quite as well as Tom T. himself.
I'm speaking today with one of the greatest legends of country music, and of course one of my all-time favorites, Mr. Tom T. Hall. He's known as a songwriter, a singer, and a very sharp businessman. I guess to kick off, Tom, I'd like to ask you, when did the young Tom T. Hall from Kentucky get to Nashville?
Well, I got to Nashville, Tennessee on January 1st, 1964. And that may sound like a very neat kind of day to get to Nashville. And you know the reason I came to Nashville on January 1st is because I hoped that someday somebody would ask me that question. And I was thinking, when I got ready to move to Nashville, I was in Roanoke, Virginia, working at a radio station.
Yeah.
And I said, I might as well go down there on January 1st, and then I'll be able to remember when I got there, and if everything works out okay, it'll be kind of a funny thing later on. Not as funny as I thought it would be, but
yeah, it is.
That's when I got here.
Uh-huh. Well, where did the T come from in Tom T. Hall?
Well, you know, a lot of people, that's probably the most asked question when I travel around on the road, where did the T in Tom T. Hall come from? And I'll tell you, that's an interesting question, and I hope it's an interesting answer.
I'm sure it is.
When I first made my first record for Mercury Records, my agent was Jimmy Key. And Jimmy Key, I had a thing about putting initials in people's names, for one thing.
Yeah.
He managed Jeannie C. Wiley and Jimmy C. Newman and people like that. And so he said, you know, you need some kind of an initial or something to distinguish yourself from all these other folks. So I named myself after my son. My son's name is Dean T. His T is for Todd. Mine doesn't stand for anything. But I'm named after my son, Dean T. Hall. So that's, if you believe that, that's true.
Well, when I think of Tom T. Hall, his writing and the person, of course, I try to kind of connect him with, well, because of all your songs that you do, with animals and nature and children. And this obviously is some of the biggest themes you had. Why old dogs and children?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I do have an affection for animals and and for children, and these things and these people who can't take care of themselves.
That's right.
They kind of look to you, you know. I've got some old donkeys, and I go down at the barn in the morning, and they're standing down there waiting on me, and they start hee-hawing and kind of dancing around. They're glad to see me, you know.
Yeah.
And you get to thinking about it. How many people are really just thrilled to death to see you when you
well, that's right,
when you first get up in the morning. But I love animals and love old dogs and love children and those things that can't care for themselves. And I think we have a moral and righteous obligation to take care of those things that can't fend for themselves. And children fall into that category. And animals, dumb animals certainly do. We need to share this planet with them. And so them old dogs and children are important to me.
That's right. You know, I've heard you referred to many times as the flying fish by some of the other entertainers in country music. What is that all about, and where did it come from?
Well, Kurt Vonnegut, I think, called me a flying fish, and I understand that that's something that can fly and swim both, and I don't know if I know the truth of the whole of the meaning of that, but I think it's a person that does a lot of stuff, and I have, in my career, I've done a lot of things. I've written books, and I've done television shows. I've written a lot of songs. I've been spokesman for different companies, and I've made talks, and I've owned a radio station and a restaurant. I was on the board of directors of a bank.
Busy
I've
man.
Been in the military. I play six or seven musical instruments. None of them very well, and so I've got a lot of stuff that keeps me busy.
Sure.
And I guess if that's what a flying fish is, I'm a flying fish. Ready to swim or sink any minute.
Both, huh? Well, you know, Jeannie C. Riley sang one of your biggest songwriting successes, and that was called, of course, Harper Valley PTA. Where did that song come from?
Well, Harper Valley PTA was inspired by an incident that took place in my childhood. There was a lady in my little hometown who went down and read off the PTA for their indiscretions. And, I thought she was a kind of a heroine back in those days. I thought that was a brave thing to do, and it stuck with me all through my life up until I wrote the Harper Valley PTA song.
Yeah.
There's no such place as Harper Valley, by the way.
Well, tell us about the song that you wrote. It, and I think you had a pretty big hit on it. It's called I Wash My Face in the Morning Dew.
I Wash My Face in the Morning Dew was the first song I ever recorded. I recorded for Mercury Records. Jerry Kennedy produced it. The Jordanaires were singing on that
song.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's a big one.
And I was so pleased with the song. I got the idea from an old folk expression in West Virginia that says, if you wash your face in the morning dew, it'll remove blemishes from your skin. And I turned it around and sort of made it a folk song type of expression.
Yeah.
Good record.
Sure was. Well, now, was Clayton Delaney actually a real person?
Clayton Delaney was a real person. Died when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and he was about 19 or 20 when he died, a young man.
Yeah.
But he was, when I first started playing the guitar, he was around the neighborhood and around the house a lot, and boy, he was a good picker. And being a young man and easily impressed, his death was real
yeah.
shock to me, and I remembered him well.
You know, your song that you wrote, I Like Beer, that's a song that I guess a lot of people in the country music community kind of identified with. How did you write that? How did you come up with that song?
Well, my wife, whom we affectionately call Miss Dixie,
yeah.
and I were out having dinner one night, she ordered, I don't know, some kind of what I call a cheerleader drink, one of those mixed drinks with a lot of flowers
yeah.
and stuff in it, and I wanted a beer, and she said, why don't you order a decent drink? And I said, well, I like beer. She said, you ought to write a song about it. So I did. Turned out pretty good.
It sure did. But you know that song, Who's Gonna Feed Them Hogs, I'm sure you'll remember. That has to have some kind of story behind it.
Well, Who's Gonna Feed Them Hogs is is a kind of a favorite story of mine. That
yeah.
song came from visiting a friend in the hospital. He was in the Baptist Hospital up the street from where the old Grand Ole Opry used to be in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And just up the street there. And I went in there to visit my buddy, and there was a fellow in the back of this ward who was all strapped up and tied down and everything. He was having a terrible time.
Yeah.
And my buddy told me the story about him. He was a hog farmer, and his tractor had turned over on him and beat him up real bad, and he was worried about his hogs. So I said, heck, I'm going to write a song about him.
Hmm. Again, the song that you wrote, one of my favorites, it's called Secondhand Flowers. What's the story behind that song?
Well, Secondhanded Flowers is one of my favorite songs.
Mine too, definitely.
That's a song I wrote. You know, actually, I placed it in Miami, but it took place in West Virginia, and it's kind of a true story.
Yeah.
I guess one of the saddest things that ever happened to me in my own real life as a grown man, and it's kind of a true story.
Yeah. Well, who are some of the people that probably most influenced you to get started into the business?
Well, I think in the prose writing business, I would have to say that the really truly great writers of our time, the Hemingways and the I was a very big fan of Sinclair Lewis.
Yeah.
I admired William Saroyan for his writing, and in the prose end of it, and in the songwriting end of it, you have to admire people like Willie Nelson and Harlan Howard and Hank Conklin,
sure.
and Bill Anderson, and
good
Alan Frazier. These people, Kris Kristofferson, these people down through the years, written all these great songs, and of course don't. Going back to an earlier year, you have to remember the great Hank Williams and some of those people.
Yeah.
But There's always somebody to look up to and admire, and that's the nice thing about
about
America. You
better
can,
believe
if
it.
If you're looking hard enough and looking up high enough, you can get there.
Mm-hmm. I understand you're sort of a bit of a health nut, and you like to grow your own food.
Well, now, that's a good question. I am a kind of a health nut. I'm like everybody else. I'd like to stay around as long as I can and enjoy being here while I'm here.
Yeah.
A lot of people think... If you're kind of a health nut and you eat the right foods and get some exercise, that you're trying to live forever.
No.
But I want to feel good while I'm here, too.
Me,
I
too.
I want to get up in the morning, jump up and down and run around. And I live on a farm, grew up on a farm. I love to dig in the dirt and grow stuff. So I figured while I was at it, I might as well grow me some vegetables.
Yeah.
And I do. I raise my own vegetables and raise my own food. And I enjoy it. I can go out to my garden and take a cracker and have lunch.
Yeah.
And not many people can do that.
That's
true. I'm blessed in that. And anybody wants to come by my place and have lunch in the summertime, bring a cracker. We'll get right after it.
I just may do that.
Ain't it strange? How people change and almost overnight. Who once was a country girl is now a socialite. We're proud for you, but when you're through and seek some common ground, oh, we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes and bowl at splits and strikes. Country music still plays on a jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. RSVP is not for me, and black tie's not my style. I thought you'd like to know, 'cause you ain't been here for a while. We read about your tour de force, we're glad you get around, but we miss you on the old side of town. We still splits and strikes. George Jones is still a hero on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. On the old side of town.
Tom Thiel always said that he didn't keep the hits for himself, that he would be happy for any of his friends to record any of his songs that they thought could do well for them. He wrote a song that was actually originally recorded back in 1968 by the Blue Boys, which was Jim Reeves's touring band. After Jim passed away, they tried to have their own career in the business, and they recorded this particular song back in 1968. It was not a hit for them, although it went to like number 58 on the charts. And then Tammy Wynette recorded this song in 1979 in her album called Just Tammy. There again, it was not a hit record for her. But back in 1980, a guy by the name of George Jones recorded Tom T. Hall's song, and it became one of his biggest hits of that particular era.
I've always said that someday I was gonna leave you. some April, when all the land is wet. Some spring, summer, fall, Lord, or maybe winter. I'll leave someday, but I'm not ready yet. I know I should have left the day I knew your love was dying, but I passed up every date that I ever set. But I know I'll leave when my heart tells me it's ready. I'm still around, 'cause I'm not ready yet. You know I must have left you 100 times, but you don't know that, 'cause I was afraid I'd be ashamed that you'd laugh when you found out just how far it went. But you didn't, and you don't. I know you ain't gonna ever love me. And someday I'll go, but I'm not ready yet. I know I should have left the day I knew your love was dying, but I passed her every date so old boy ever said. But I know I'll leave when my heart tells me, George, we're ready. But I'm still around, 'cause I'm not ready yet. Still around, 'cause I'm not ready yet.
The great voice of George Jones singing a Tom T. Hall composition called I'm Not Ready Yet. Tom T. Hall passed away at his home on Friday at the age of 85. Country music lost not only a great singer, but also probably the most ultimate storyteller in the country music business. And we remember Tom T. Hall today.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine, he asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. he said, women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around. And friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my chain. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.